Welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. Today we have the reincarnation of Macho Man Randy Savage. Snap into a power pole and catch this awesome episode as he takes on former champion and almost dead person, Hulk Hogan! If you remember a Hulk from Hulkamania, in this antidepressant of a fun show, he's going to be talking about his Hulk of Depression! These two ghosts are going to be talking to Nick McQuick about weird shit that only ghosts would know. And don't worry, we've got some insider information as Truman Capote and the ghost of Jimmy Stewart pop in for a quick visit. This is one of the funniest episodes that we've done in the last month. And considering this is the only episode we've done in the last month, it's gonna be great. It gets hard for the Hulkster, and I'm talking about his 31-inch pythons. But it's gonna be even harder for the Macho Man because he's not getting enough protein. Guys, enjoy the show. And if you don't, suck it, brother.
We're joined in studio today by a very interesting cavalcade of guests going around the table.
Macho Man Randy Savage here.
And on my left.
It's me, Hulk Hogan, brother.
Yes. And you two, you've both taken time out of your busy schedule, one of you being dead, and the other one very close to it, to come on down to
I'm doing great, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I smoke that sweet weed every day.
Yep.
Keeps me alive and virile.
Yes.
It's getting me through some tough times right now, brother. I don't have to tell you, things haven't been great for the Hulkster.
Yeah, well, with the bandana tax that they've recently introduced, I imagine that your lifestyle has changed.
Clearly, that's what I'm referencing.
Yes. And also with Macho Man's Slim Jims currently being questioned for human flesh inside of them.
They absolutely have mutant flesh because mutant flesh has the most protein.
And it's rather important. A lot of people are not just getting
protein is important, Nick. That's how I get so buff.
Yes, it might be a little bit too much protein.
And macho!
Yeah.
And interrupty.
And manly. So I'm going to take you guys back to the summer of 83, when you both fought Andre the Giant and the Ultimate Warrior. What was going through your head walking into that match?
Well, brother, I think the first problem we have is timeline's way off. Also, probably cocaine.
Yes.
I feel like you didn't even do your research, brother.
Nope. I did not. I woke up and you both were in my house and insisted that I do this podcast.
I think what we should do is spend our time questioning Nick McQuick, brother. How's that sound, macho? Are we going to reunite the mega powers and mega ask mega questions to Nick? Mick, I can't prepare quick. What the heck do we even question this guy with? Tell us about where you grew up, brother.
I like to think that I grew up a poor coal miner's daughter. In the north.
No lies, brother. Or I'll suplex slam ya.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't be suplex slam. That'll ruin the Royal Rumble for me.
We understand your back's all messed up, brother.
Yeah, that'll just...
We'll mess it up more,
brother. Can't do that. Well, then I better tell the truth. I was born from a woman lady, and I fell out of her, and then a doctor hit me, and then I aged.
Keep going, brother.
And now I'm here, older than I was when I fell out of...
It's clearly been all downhill from here.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I peaked in, like, grade 6 when I made a really good fart joke at a tire swing.
Okay, brother. Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Yokozuna, what do you think about him?
Yokozuna, I think that what he did to Hacksaw Jim Duggan was unsportsmanlike.
What did he do?
He blew shaved soap or something into his eye, and then he hit him with his butt.
So why was that wrong?
I think brother. That in the holy square circle, the wrestling ring, if you will, there should be holds that are barred. Outside, you can do what you want. Hit people with chairs, you can Triple H hammer them, or you know, you could like stinger slam them, or maybe even a fan will throw you a beer and you can drink that.
Triple H, who the heck is that?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Hunter Hearst Helmsley?
Yep, yep.
I know his dad.
Yep, that guy. But in the ring, I believe that it's a gentleman's sport. You don't go blowing soap in people's face and rubbing your dirt eye on their face.
All right, Nick, I've got some serious questions here. You once referred to Junkyard Dog as that N-word. How do you explain your racism?
How do you explain your racism?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm certainly not deflecting it by making things up about other people.
What the hell? You're such a cuckold.
Yeah.
You're not macho at all.
I don't know what you're talking. What cuckolding have I done, brother?
Before I answer your question, I just want to ask you about your daughter's choice in boyfriends. Do you approve?
I'm fully supportive.
Listeners at home can't see your fingers crossed.
What about whoever Brooke does?
She's a grown young lady with fabulous firm tits and a milky smooth skin. She can do whatever she wants.
That was very Trump-like.
I was thinking the same thing.
Are you guys planning on making any sort of reunion tour, getting back into wrestling?
Oh, absolutely, brother.
Well, I would plan for that, but I'm fucking dead.
Well, I assume there's some sort of witchcraft.
I don't think that has to stop us, brother. Yeah. What we need to do is we need to kill a new wrestler, brother.
Ric Flair has been dead since the mid-90s, and he's still in wrestling.
Yeah.
What about Undertaker? Couldn't he help us out?
We'll use his power,
Paul
brother.
Bearer. Those guys.
Paul Bearer's dead, too.
Fuck!
You really missed out on a lot being dead for a while here. There's a lot of strange sorcery that has brought you back to life here.
Let's see how Miss Elizabeth thinks, what she thinks about this, brother. Miss Elizabeth is checking her phone. She's also dead, bro.
Cut!
Yeah, I don't think the studio phone is working, and I can't really call out to her.
That's a tragedy, brother.
Yes, indeed. Well, another question. Why did you break into my house and wake me up to do this?
Good question.
think things have been real hard for the Hulk lately. And,
you guys are just looking for a couch to sleep on?
No one's
if
used
you're it. Offering,
ever since Scott Porteous moved out, brother, this place.
You have a whole spare bedroom.
How could you call it a home when it's only got one person living here, brother?
You're right. I should get two wrestlers, one undead, one close to.
We can invite other ghosts in if you want.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We can get a couple other people, like four or five Ultimate Warriors in here.
Or you could get Truman Capote to come in as well. Hello, I've noticed that there's at least two dead people here, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity.
Oh my god, this is, I
oh,
feel
Truman,
like-
Truman, get out of here, brother!
I feel like
no,
Ebenezer
Hulk,
Scrooge.
I'm not leaving.
Fucking around, brother.
Whatever happened to that Jake the Snake guy? I really liked him.
Oh no, he's still alive, I haven't seen him around.
Yeah, brother, he's still alive.
Oh, that's really good.
Which one of you is supposed to teach me about the mistakes I've made in the past?
Oh, that's me. We're going to be- That's for Christmas.
Oh yeah, isn't
that's
that?
That's the Christmas special.
You're a month off, quick bro.
Show. Oh okay.
Oh, am I? Well, you know how partying is.
God, I haven't had this many dead people in my house since. Actually, I wasn't long.
Jimmy Stewart here.
Oh, my
goodness. I thought I'd come along as well.
Jimmy Stewart.
Is everyone else here dead? Oh, I'm not, brother. Okay. Well, oh boy.
Man, Jimmy Stewart, that's great. It's wonderful to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Who are you, young man?
I'm the host of the podcast that you materialized into.
What's a podcast?
We talk into it's like a television show, but nobody pays attention.
Sounds terrible. I'm going to go back. I'm going to kill myself so I can return to the Nether Realms. Goodbye.
Well,
bang. Did you know that's how ghosts operate, brother? They just have to yell bang and point their fingers at their head, and it's like a real gun, brother.
I had no clue. This is my first ghost experience.
The world of the dead is amazing.
I have to agree. There's lots of protein down here.
Yeah, everything's protein down here. It floats and it's protein.
Yep.
Everything
absolutely.
Floats.
Ectoplasm, bro.
Who are you going to call?
It's stringy and gooey and just covers everything. It's actually not
serious games.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I have 34-inch pythons now.
You know, you didn't have to point that out, brother.
Well, Hulk, maybe if you were dead, you could enjoy this as well.
I'm still enjoying being alive, brother. I got to carry about Brooke.
Well, that's your problem now, isn't it? I'm going to sit here having huge muscles, and I can do that because I chose to die. That's right. Breaking it here, Truman Capote killed himself. That's me, Truman Capote.
Well, thank you for that. This is going to be a difficult thing to explain to the landlord and the police. Well,
no, I didn't kill myself here.
Oh, well, I think the...
Yeah, brother, they're all ghosts besides me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll kill myself, get those 34 to 44-inch pythons back. How big were my arms at the hugest?
I'm uncertain. I don't know. I don't know,
but I can Google it.
How big are your arms now, brother? Maybe I could get pythons that big.
Yeah, how big are your arms? I can come measure them if you'd like.
We don't have any calipers down here.
It doesn't. Like, I'll just use some of this ectoplasm. It can make it into anything. It's wonderful. It's psychoactive. It responds to thoughts. It's amazing.
I'd like this look of that, brother.
Yeah, Hulk, I can make you whatever you want. What would you like?
I don't know. Could you make something that looks like Brooke? She's not talking to me right now.
That's a little sad, Hulk.
Oh, you know it, brother.
Wow. This is really peeling back the curtain here of Hulk Hogan.
It's Jimmy Stewart's back.
God damn it.
Oh, I forgot my wallet. Well, goodbye again. Bang.
What ghost money did he need?
Oh boy, it's a capitalist nightmare down in the after realm.
Okay. I don't know if I need that, brother. I'm in a lot of debt.
No, all debts are wiped out when you die, Hulk.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Oh,
yeah,
that's...
I know.
Well, maybe I will kill myself, brother.
Give us a thought.
This is it's really good to understand the economics of the afterlife. It's a nice look. So it's similar to declaring bankruptcy, then? Is there any after effect to dying?
Yeah.
Moral bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's, you declare moral bankruptcy. You all the holes open up and become... like receivers for whatever.
Oh, yeah. I played fantasy football. I'm aware of receivers.
No, it's exactly like fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You morals and receivers, yeah. And then touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
And that's how the underworld works?
Sure,
the overworld?
Why not?
There's a lot of cheerleaders down here, let me just say.
Yeah. Macho Man, what was the last thing to run through your mind right before you died? Besides, like, a power pole.
Well, there was the back seat.
I suppose that would happen too. It kind of crumples.
Maybe the trunk. I wasn't really coherent at that point.
And,
not like you're coherent now, brother.
Oh, just leave him alone.
I was never coherent. I was on cocaine.
You were always on cocaine, brother. That's why you're dead and I'm still alive.
You're being very mean, Hulk.
Well, it's because I hurt inside, brother.
You always had this issue. You were always so condescending because you just didn't do enough cocaine. Get happy, bro.
Brother, I smoke that sweet weed.
It's gotta be the sativa, because indica would just mellow you the fuck out.
Yeah, brother, I'm tripping balls most of the time, brother.
Just getting out of space time.
When I was slamming, that's why all those things on that video came out. I was slamming SpongeBob SquarePants wife or whatever her name was, brother, and I was high on sativa.
Hulk, do you really expect us to believe that?
Well, I was hoping he would, brother.
Capote, did you just do a line of ghost cocaine?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it the whole time. I'm sitting on a needle full of ghost heroin.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of that's why I'm slowly lowering myself. Just nice, long, slow injection.
Oh, okay.
I prefer ghost math.
Yeah, obviously.
I was going to say, brother, you could tone it down.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say rest in peace, but, I mean, you know, you're not going
to
do that.
I like to stay energetic.
Yeah, just flop around.
Yeah, no, he's a lot to handle down there.
I like to stay active. I like to ride my fixed gear bike.
Wondering
do
around.
Ghost meth and ghost kombucha. It's great.
Oh, no,
keeps me really running fresh.
Actually, the best part about the fixed bike is you, Jimmy Stewart, who was here earlier.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. He runs a shop repair. Isn't your bike in for repairs right now?
Not in Jimmy Stewart's shop.
It's not Jimmy's. Are you
sure? Absolutely not.
Well, why then? Well, who's this coming in the door with a fixed gear bike? Macho Man, I got your bike.
That's not my bike.
Well, it's got your name on
it. My bike's with Freddie Mercury's shop.
Well, he gave it to me to bring it up here. I guess. I don't know. I'm so old and tired.
This is a capitalist nightmare.
Just give me the money, you fuck.
I don't have any money. I spent it all on ghost meth.
I'll pay the bill. Well, I hope somebody pays the bill. Yeah, I'll pay. It'll be fine. Well, all right. I'll take your money. Goodbye. Bang.
So is that his code word to leave, or?
Yeah, I think so.
What exactly happens when?
Lack of yes and is what I think just
happens.
Oh,
it's a lack of yes and. That's probably what incurs
Some
that.
Some people probably just should fucking go with it.
Yeah, you figure maybe?
Yeah, probably, brother.
Yeah.
Let's take a vote. How many of us think certain people should just fucking take an idea and accept it? I,
brother.
Abstained.
Well, that's three
You're
people.
You're such a downer, man.
Yep, I'm Switzerland.
Well, anyways.
So down there in the, we'll just call it the afterworld because that sounds very pleasant. In the afterworld,
yes.
What sort of economy do you have going on with this ghost money and drugs?
I thought we established that it's a capitalist nightmare.
Yeah, but it also seems like some people are working for other people. It seems like a lot of small independent businesses.
Yeah, actually, it really is. It's interesting. We haven't really had the convergence of business you've seen here. You would think there'd be more monopolies in large businesses because they are so evil here on Earth, but there really isn't. It's very fascinating.
Is there a lot of anti-monopoly laws or like is some sort of...
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I don't know why that is. I think it's just something about the fundamental structure and... Because in hell, it's so hard to get around, right? You mean, like, we don't have email, for one thing.
There's no email.
Yeah, so, like, modern communication, you just can't have big companies run the same way they do up here. This is all very boring.
It's very old school. Yeah, I'm already falling asleep, brother.
Well, for me, I've often thought about my own mortality and the sweet, sweet taste of a 12-gauge shotgun. And I just like to have what I'm looking forward to in my retirement package.
Why don't you just join us and find out?
Well, I mean, I've got so much. Like, I've got half a box of Eggos I got to finish off.
Well, I tell you, if a 12-gauge tastes anything like a telephone pole, it's pretty damn tasty.
I can eat those Eggos for you, brother. I haven't eaten in a while. It's been real rough. WWE canceled my contracts, brother, and I haven't had any of that sweet weed for a while.
Did you bring a briefcase in?
You keep saying it's rough for you, but what have you done to fix your situation? You have to take responsibility, Hulk.
Brother, did you not see me on the Today Show? I explained.
I've seen your cuckold tape. I've seen it, damn it.
Yeah, no, we were jacking it to your cuckold tape there, Hulk.
That's disgusting, brother.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah.
I have 31-inch biceps from jacking it to that tape.
Yeah, no, we don't even lift
left
weights.
And right.
We mostly just jerk off and then get huge off your fucking tape.
Lots of protein.
That upsets me, brother. And
every Sunday in hell...
I went on the Today Show and I clarified that growing up in South Florida, all sorts of people called me the N-word. It was just a word we hip kids used back in the 1960s.
Down in Gainesville, Florida, right?
Yeah, brother.
What color are you without the tan?
I am Oriental.
Oh, I never would have guessed. That's very, yeah. The mustache makes sense now, I suppose.
And the silky smooth hair, brother.
Yeah, indeed. That's, yeah. Oh, that's great.
You can tell because I use the term Oriental because I know I can, brother, because I'm one of them.
I figure you're...
Be racist if you weren't.
You appear to be...
Oh, it'd be terribly racist, brother.
Almost as racist as some of the other things you've said.
Well, I mean, let's not go that far. For one thing, no one said what the N-word means in this thing, and we have used the term Oriental, so that's unreasonable. One is demonstrably worse than the other, although both are pretty bad.
I know quite a few N-words.
The N is in the word Oriental.
Do you want to give some N-words out, brother, to take the edge off the one N-word?
Normal!
Neutralize!
Navigate?
Neutrinos!
Navigate, brother!
Nitrous! This is a fun game.
All I can think of are words that don't start with N and starting one with N, like Nerpentine.
He hit that power pole really hard.
Noffy.
You're not doing too well, brother. You got to take the concussion protocol.
Nappuccino.
Nappuccino.
I'd love to start my morning off with a good Nappuccino.
Bill Cosby makes a wonderful Nappuccino, if you guys haven't heard.
You're going to cut this part out, right?
Nope. Hulk Hogan is setting up a tent in the corner. I think he's moving in, creating a shanty town now.
I found out how Scott Porteous lived here, brother, and I can tell you I'm going to be a better roommate.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I can do dishes, brother.
I'd hope so.
Can you make a grilled cheese?
Oh, brother, I can make the best grilled cheese. It's a grilled cheese, brother, that involves not having just bedding thrown in a corner that I sleep in, brother.
Do you make it with more than one type of cheese? Oh. Special bread, even.
Sorry, brother, I was talking about a metaphorical grilled cheese and not being bad at living. Yeah, brother, what I like to use is some Swiss, some Edam, and some
Gruyere.
How about
the Gruyere?
Oh, brother, that goes
on
top.
The blue cheese in there? Oh, yeah.
Well, Gruyere isn't blue, brother.
It's two different types of cheese, I know that.
Well, you can get a blue cheese in there, brother. How about some Granny Smith apples to take a little bit of tartness, brother?
Oh, yeah.
I think Truman Capote stole the light bulb. I'm going to let that slide.
Well, I've got to fucking do my, you know, meth somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess. If it's for
I'm sorry. I was letting you boys have your little chat about bread.
Yeah. It was about cheese.
I don't eat bread.
Bread has tons of carbs in it, bro.
Exactly. I don't need that. I'm just perfectly plump as is.
Tons of carbs for sick gains.
I ate a whole thing of spaghetti before I came here. I feel disgusting, bro.
Love rotini.
What about gluten? Is that a good food?
Sometimes I shoot gluten into my balls, brother.
Oh, wow. That sounds painful.
Celiac.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm a celeriac. I can't eat celery.
Oh, that's nature's toothbrush for your colon. It's just nothing but fiber.
See, I ate some celery earlier, and now I'm burping.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you should probably meth up. That'll clear it right up.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. What happens to ghosts when they die of a drug overdose?
Why are you looking at me, brother?
Do they just
ask
come
Capote when it gets back?
Do they just come back as like sort of like, is that
they look a little weird.
Is that
for sure.
Keith Richards just keeps coming back to life from ghost overdoses?
You get haggard. That's definitely true.
You got any good road stories, brother?
Well,
the ones that don't end with you driving into a power pole.
I only have one. You already ruined it for me, but I only had one.
Are
that
you
was okay?
You and Paul Walker starting a driving school down in the afterworld?
That would be awfully ironic.
One time I went to a restaurant, there were some Japanese businessmen there, and they asked me to power lift him, and I did.
Cool brother. Story, bro.
Brother was the best.
Sounds good. Sounds wonderful.
You know how much a Japanese man weighs?
No, brother.
Just enough, brother. Just enough.
Get some sick reps.
Yeah, between 400 and 300.
The best was the negative inversion lift.
Oh.
I don't know that lift. Is that a new lift that they invented after I died?
Yeah, brother, it's where you lift with your dick, brother.
Holy shit, that's revolutionary!
We've come to the part in the show where we normally talk about economic upturns and downturns. What do you guys have for stock recommendations?
Well, definitely don't invest in power poles.
Yeah.
It really didn't work out for me.
No, the energy market's all over the place nowadays. That's very wise advice.
Brother, all I could say is invest in dividend-paying stocks across a broad range of economic categories, brother.
Yeah, you definitely want to be diversified to maintain strong. I mean, if the Dow Jones has taught us anything, that's the main thing is that it's actually called the Dow Jones and not the Dow Jones.
If you got the time, brother, ride the general rise of our economic gains over the years, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sick gains.
Yeah.
Sick economic gains.
Yeah, exactly. And what sort of workout do you recommend to strengthen the economy?
Cock push-ups, brother.
Cock push-ups in someone else's wife?
Yeah, brother.
All right, good to know.
I'm gonna say SpongeBob's wife.
Since when does SpongeBob have a wife? I didn't see that episode because I died.
In fairness, brother, I don't know that his name's not something else. Those concussions are catching up on me, brother.
Awfully fast.
That's sweet weed I've been smoking, brother.
All my concussions caught up to me in one cruel moment.
Yeah.
In an instant, everything can change. Yeah. Absolute instant.
That's right. And listen to Macho Man Randy Savage. You should really embrace and cherish every moment in your life.
I'm back, and I feel fantastic.
Oh, wow. You broke the light bulb.
Yep.
That's good.
I broke all this meth into my lungs.
Oh, that's great. Where do you get your afterworld meth from?
Oh, from Satan.
Oh, that's good. He's
where do you think we'd get it from?
I just assume maybe some chemists were down there.
No, there's no chemists.
No, just all Satan, eh?
Oh, Guinness hails Franklin's man's 31-inch biceps.
Ooh.
31 inches is the maximum inches, according to Google. Wait, I didn't know was invented because I died.
You didn't die before Google.
I didn't know that, okay? I'm a little behind the times. Give me a break.
Yeah.
All right.
I should have given myself a break instead of that power pole giving me a break.
Yeah, you should have
snapped. And now you guys too. This is incorrigible. Absolutely.
You should have snapped into a power pole. The end?
I think so, bro.
Aren't you supposed to be the host here? You're really shitty at this.
You broke into my house and woke me up for a podcast. All right,
just come here, brother. Just let me put my arms around you.
Okay.
All right, got him. Oh, all right, I'm choking Nick to death.
Okay.
Good night, sweet prince. Good night, brother. Good night, brother.
Like on iTunes.
Once he's dead, I'll kill myself too, brother.
Subscribe or something.
Good night, brother. All right, he's dead. Now to kill myself.
How are you going to do it? It's going to be spectacular.
It's got your name on it.
My bike's with Freddie Mercury's shop.
Anyways. Anyway, what are you doing? Are you recording this?
No.
Fuck you. It's Jimmy Stewart's back.
God damn it. You too.
Dirt up my cap.
Come on, your tits. It was grimed up already.
No, bro, that's not cool. That's not professional.
Don't make a big deal. It was just a cap.
You're dissing my treads. You're dissing me.
Stop being a bitch.
Stop with the bro and tell. Apology.
You want to do this?
No, we're doing this.
Well, then square up with each other. Put their heads up.
Call me the repressor because I'm going to school you.
Professor? Yeah. Well, you haven't spelled it properly.
I know.
You spelled professor. Yeah. Anyways.
I'm going to straight up murder you like Bro J. Simpson.
I'm going to choke you out like a bro constrictor.
You want anything to your brobituary?
Come at me. Stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating.
Okay, guys, as always, our music is done by Ben Sound, audio touch-ups and engineering done by Triptych Winter. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We had a wonderful time making it. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. If you could go to our Facebook page and hit like on that, or Twitter and follow us or some such, it actually kind of helps out. Or if you're on iTunes, like, favorite, subscribe, rate, review, I don't know, do something. Just do things, okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, knock, knock, guys.
That's a normal thing.
Oh no!